You're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
And I'm Amanda Lynn Beal.
And I'm Faith.
So, we were literally just talking about Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. And I can't let this pass. I feel like with some of the new movies that are coming out, like Scream 5.
Scream what? How many?
Scream 5 is coming out.
I mean, don't they know, like...
You know what? We don't need this type of negativity. Anyway.
Where's the mystery? Like...
Well, people be killing people, Faith, okay?
I mean, they're gonna see, like, the guy in the Scream mask, and they're gonna be like, I wonder what he's doing here. Yeah.
He's old now.
And, like, what?
You know, that whole cast is significantly older. But they are...
Right.
I mean, like,
they're ancient. No. They're ancient. They're falling apart.
No, but okay. So the Scream uniform is back in play now, mm-hmm. and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Someone dusted off in their basement like again. Another movie came again. Out. Yeah. Finally.
Okay, so I want to know, mm-hmm. what's your favorite and what's your worst, Halloween costume. Or character. We'll just say Halloween character, because every character gets. Now listen, I'm one of those people. When I go to a Halloween party, I don't like the joke. Costumes, like
the one
when
where
they
like
do,
get it,
right? Yeah, they're like,
it. I'm Facebook. There's a book on my, yeah.
There's a book on my face,
and you're like, yeah, you look stupid.
You're like, good job, bud.
Yeah, or you know,
think that one out. Yeah, okay.
Do
yeah.
you see what you look like with that book on your face?
If this were a library, I would not check you out.
Exactly. Wow. Nice. Wow. These are some sick burns, by the way.
Bring in the violence.
These
man.
Are some sick burns. I feel like you've used that
look
before.
Look at anybody who tries to be Facebook. Don't come to the studio.
Come to my party.
All right. John, I'm going to start with you.
All right.
What would be your favorite and then your least favorite Halloween costume or character?
Well, I think that my least favorite would have to go back to my childhood, mm-hmm. where my dad did not get me a costume until like the last minute, ripped up a sheet and tried to wrap me up and said, oh, look, you're a mummy. Oh. And I walked out the door and got like 3 feet down and everything was like falling off and everything. Oh.
Now you're a tripping hazard.
Which was almost as bad as the year before, which to go with that, the year before, that sheet that they tore up, they'd actually only put 2 holes in and I was a ghost.
I can see that going very bad.
I ran into 3 different trees face first because I couldn't see where I was going.
Oh, little baby John.
I feel like any costume that is just a sheet with 2 holes in it is dangerous territory.
Yeah.
Anything that's just a sheet, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel like... you won't be a ghost in Compton. They won't.
It's funny you say that because I was in Pasadena. California, what I was doing. I was like, oh my God.
You like to live dangerously, my friend. Very dangerously.
Running into trees.
Yep. Amanda?
I don't know if I have like a least. Okay, no, that's a lie. I went to the Spirit Halloween store. The edible kicked in, and I was like, well, I'm going to spend all day here. So
yeah.
I just got things I wanted, which were not costumes. They were like a blanket and a witchy cup. And I was like, I'm just shopping for home goods. But then I stumbled upon the aisle that's like adults only. But it's like, I don't mean like sexy costumes. That's fine. I mean like, oh, look at my hat. It says Rock Hard Caulking or like In-N-Out Toe Company or like Don't Put Your Drink By Me. That guy, you know?
Oh no.
They're just like, okay, what are you? You're a bro? Yeah, I'm gross. I know. But I have a hat too.
I'm gross
okay.
for Halloween.
Yeah. I'm a horny dummy. I'm like, you nailed it. You didn't even a costume, bud.
So what's your favorite? Can we get
it
to
made
your
me
favorite?
Full of rage. Full of rage. I don't know if you have to bleep anything I said. It was all in the windows. I realized this didn't sound
Caulking,
good.
Caulking, right? Like,
yeah.
Like
the bathtub.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Because these are actual hats. I looked up before I started talking. I was like, oh,
you
gross.
Really that must exist.
Yeah. It must be about windows because that really pained me.
Oh.
Yeah. Dad joke.
No.
Here we go.
I guess my favorite, I always enjoyed personally like the like superhero costumes are really fun because I just grew up like superheroes. So like I have some version of Wonder Woman.
Hey.
Fine. There's so many different variations.
Linda Carter too. Wonder Woman or the new one?
There's so many. I mean, the new one's more warrior style. Yeah. Linda Carter's like the more cartoony.
I'm not even bashing the new one. The new one's still good.
There's
She's
all different
good.
Like varieties of Wonder Woman costume, which I enjoy. But nice. I also like, for this year, the little girl in my preschool was like, you should be a skeleton. She like just said it. And I was like, okay. And then I saw like MeUndies that have the softest like jogger pants Ooh. And a tank top and a hoodie that are all skeleton. I'm like, she called it. Because those are just pajamas.
She did it.
Okay.
That's a multifunctional costume.
Now, Faith, before we get to your favorite and least favorite Halloween costumes, I would just like to put a disclaimer out here. Faith is Halloween all the time.
It's
so
it's
what a she's about to say.
Affair.
Yeah. So what she's about to say, y'all. I
like, we can only Tuesday.
We can only we can only give you blessings on what she's about to say. Faith, what's your favorite and least favorite Halloween costume or character?
You know, I my favorite. Oh man, it's really hard to pick a favorite. I'll go with my least favorite. So when I was like in the third grade, my mom was. So my mom can sew. I mean, like she's like a intermediate sewer. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Okay.
So we were in the third grade, and my mom was like, "We're gonna sew you a costume." And what she did was she sewed me a cylinder made out of felt, and then a pointy hat to go
cute.
With it.
A little crayon.
And I was a crayon, which was great.
That's cute.
Except for like she made it literally so small. I was like taking these like 6-inch steps down the block.
Oh, little cartoony.
Shout out to Faith's
and
mom.
I tried to go up great. A set of stairs to the first house and get my candy, and then just like garage sailed. Like it was just like spread eagle. Well,
oh wow.
Or like T eagle.
Wow.
Just like rolled off into their lawn.
What's your favorite Halloween costume?
Man, I don't know.
That should also be the favorite. That's pretty.
I feel like it was the least favorite and favorite for least favorite for some people, favorite for others.
It was. I mean, like. I'm a big fan of like sexy nonsense costumes.
Oh, those
like,
are fun.
Yeah, like I'm a sexy fire hydrant. Yeah.
Oh God,
that is great.
And it's just like yellow lingerie with like a little fire hydrant, hydrant hat on top. And I'm just like, you know what? I respect that.
Yeah, or just yeah, whatever.
Just, I know you just you know it's wow. an excuse, but you're just like, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah,
be upfront about it.
I feel like a lot of the kids are doing. Cartoons now, like Rick and Morty and stuff like that. I feel like they're doing those now. I think those are my least favorite costumes.
Oh, yeah.
I just, and, you know, there's only so many ways you're going to be able to do a cartoon character, right?
If you look like them already and you do, like, the specific hairstyle and you have the matching clothes, some people, like, make it look real.
If
some of them are very scary if you do it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Nightmares.
Yeah. She was so serious when she said that.
These human people painting their face like the Simpsons. So they had scary eyes and scary mouths and they look possessed and they're like, look at us. And I was like, I don't want to look anymore.
I definitely feel like if The Simpsons existed in real life, we would be terrified.
Oh, it's bad. I'm going to send it to you guys in the group chat.
I don't want it.
There's this one girl on Facebook who does different cosplays, and she just did Master Roshi. She did like a sexy Master Roshi.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That is absolutely, it's absolutely nuts, let me tell you. Folks, you're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindy.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
Community Radio Like This is brought to you by the generous support by our founding sponsors at Adco Commercial Printing and Graphics, Clark County's local print shop since 1993. Adco features stationery, posters, flyers, tickets, business cards, stickers, catalogs, and much more. Print on anything and mail anywhere. Learn more at adco1.com. That's ADCO, the number 1.com.
Welcome back to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
And I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindy.
And I'm Faith.
I think my favorite Halloween costume is going to be the Black Panther.
Oh,
that's my favorite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that you can do it in so many different ways. The old school retro Black Panther uniform to the new stuff. And, you know, honestly, I feel like Chadwick Boseman just did so much for... you know, that movie and that, you know, and that character.
He was in all the What If, because he recorded it.
Oh, yeah.
He lived beyond
that
it.
That was fantastic.
Yeah,
you know, he did that all while fighting cancer.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you know?
Yep.
You know, that is just...
That's true.
Magical. He's a real superhero.
My goodness.
He's real.
John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
You didn't tell us what your favorite was. What's your favorite costume?
I'm into sci-fi stuff, so I would definitely do... Star Trek. I mean, if I could get it, I would love to do, like, the movie series... you know, the red uniform.
Those uniforms?
Oh, I love those.
I want you to be Scotty.
I didn't know about that.
I think you make a good Scotty, too.
I can make a good Scotty.
Yeah.
I can lose the finger.
Remember in Next Gen where he, like, was it Next Gen?
It was in the Next Generation, and they brought him in for one of the last episodes.
Yeah.
And he was really kind of depressed because he had... they had found him years later.
Right.
And he was missing being back home. You know, all his friends are dead. That was a really strong episode. And I think Geordi LaForge, LeVar Burton. I think LeVar Burton actually directed that episode.
Oh, that would have been good.
Riker directed a lot of those episodes. Okay, go. Sorry, but go ahead.
I was just going to say the other thing though is like, I mean, and part of that is I would love to get like a Captain Kirk, you know, William Shatner mask. You know, like the one from Michael Myers.
He's currently wearing it.
He's wearing his own.
But he is going up into space in a rocket. So, you know, maybe somebody can get a free William Shatner mask. Oh, no. I'm just saying, you know, things can happen. I don't wish it upon him, but, you know.
Okay, well, listen, now we're talking about favorite and least favorite, you know, characters and stuff in costumes. You know, does anybody have a favorite Halloween movie? Now, you know, Halloween movies can, if it's really good, a good Halloween movie is played during Christmas as well, right?
Right.
Because you have movies like Hocus Pocus, which is actually coming back. They actually did it with the same cast. Now, Amanda, you were homeschooled. Do you know what Hocus Pocus is?
I know
what. Because she's looking at me right now.
No, I've never seen it start to finish. So I could sneak like Disney and Nickelodeon at my grandma's house, but I wasn't like allowed to watch any stuff. So I've maybe caught like parts of movies, or like my girlfriends didn't care. But I don't think I've actually seen Hocus Pocus from
the
start
only
to
thing
finish.
You, you really need to know about Hocus Pocus is like Sarah Jessica Parker's boobs in that movie.
I remember
the whole movie. That's it.
I'm not going to disagree with her, but also, Bette Midler was quite good in that.
Dynamic. The trio, though. Kathy Najimy, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Children. I love that. I love when she does that, man. It is just great.
Iconic, honestly. Yeah.
Okay, so do you, Amanda, do you have a favorite Halloween movie? Do you, is there something that you...
Growing up, I didn't really watch that many. And then I liked horror movies because I like to try to be brave. But now I'm really into like horror series. So Haunting of Hill House, I watch it every year.
Oh, wow.
That first one is my favorite. It's like a tradition when it comes back on Netflix in September, October.
It was
That's my favorite.
So
the other ones are
good.
I finished Midnight Mass and the Bly Manor when it came out. But this one is like...
I haven't watched Midnight Mass. I've seen it probably six times
all the way through. And I'll watch it. I watch it by myself.
That was actually, I'm not a horror person, but I really enjoyed that.
Hold on.
That was
full stop.
Well made.
Wait a minute.
No, for real.
Not a horror person.
You're not a horror person? Faith? Faith is not a horror person?
It gives me nightmares.
Faith? You know what?
That's cute.
I can't even sleep with this right now. The same person who loves eels and snakes and will mouth kiss bats is over here talking about, I can't watch this. It's so scary. You know what?
I will listen to true crime all day. And then somebody's like, you want to watch this scary movie? And I'm like, no.
You know what? We're going to get to that. John, because this is a lot to unpack.
I watched Paranormal Witness from under a quilt. Oh,
This is our resident Halloween expert. She's just like, I can't watch that.
I can't.
Oh, my God. John, do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, yeah. I have the scariest one of all.
What?
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Oh.
I almost said that. I was home
first of all.
No, I mean, that's a joke, of course, but Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
That got me when I was a young teenager, and I was having dreams of people coming in.
Yeah.
Coming out of walls, coming after me because of that movie.
You know, Johnny Depp was in that movie. The original?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was in that movie. Yeah. Johnny Depp was in that movie. There were quite a few actors that were in that movie before they made it, right? But then, do you remember, since you brought up Nightmare on Elm Street, do you remember Dream Warriors? When it
it was like the
kids
fifth one?
And the, kids and the thing, and then he was,
It
was
terrible.
Had the needles and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was actually very, very scary. Now, let's get back to Faith.
Well, hold on a second. I want to do one more because like I watched, what was it? Friday the 13th, the first one, and that was scary. No, the first one was. But then it got to be so hack and slash.
Here's my problem. And see if you can, let's logic through this.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street, I feel like, is very scary because everybody sleeps, right? Everybody has to go to sleep. And this guy comes in your nightmares and he's going to murder you in some of the worst ways. And he's got catchphrases, and I think that's just the scariest thing of all, right? I don't want to get killed to a catchphrase.
What's his catchphrase?
I'm loving it.
What's his catchphrase?
He has several. We can't say any of them.
One-liners.
They're one-liners, but we can't say on the radio because all of them are cursing.
If he killed somebody with electricity, he'd be like, shocking.
Or one time
funny
he
stuff like that.
One time he was, this girl was obsessed with television, right? Mm-hmm. And this speaks to me. And she's like right up on the TV, and he comes out of the TV and he goes, "Welcome to prime time," and he curses and he pulls her in and smashes her head into the TV, and it was quite scary.
That is scary.
Yeah, Yeah, but, you know, Friday the 13th, listen, I was not scared of that because
I was.
If you put on tennis shoes, if you put on tennis shoes and you running and this guy is walking and he catches you, you deserve to die.
Yeah, but doesn't he like reappear like all horrors? Play, like they're behind you and the whole time.
You know what happens?
He isn't like a pop up.
They run a block and a half, the equivalent to a city block and a half, maybe. Mm-hmm. No brush, nothing. It's just street, and they fall down.
And like a nice,
yeah. And then he's now they die.
See, that's scary to
and
me.
And he kills them with a knife, like a knife.
That's, right. That's scary to me because it's like entirely plausible.
Some people,
a block and a half, and like my sciatica.
It could be a completely smooth street with a handrail, and I will absolutely just fall over.
But my point with that movie though was when it first came out, it was something a little bit different. It was like one of the first hacker slasher type movies, you know, so it did have that feature to it. Yeah. But what was weird was is that by the time the fifth or sixth one came out and you went to go see it, all the kids in the theater were cheering him on as he was like coming through and was like,
oh, that's life. So, you know, oh, yeah. That's
oh, yeah. You're going to get him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, like, what the? Okay.
Okay. So, Faith, let's unpackage this real quick. So, you... Morticia Adams herself is over here.
Me, Elvira.
Cannot handle, Elvira herself cannot handle a scary movie.
Nope, I just can't do it.
What was the scary movie that prompted that? Like, what was your first kind of scary movie?
Oh my
movie
God,
experience?
Honestly?
Yeah.
We're Scream.
Oh my God. Wow.
Scream 1. I would like, I don't know what it was. It was, I mean, like, I could probably watch it again and be like, this is stupid. But like,
well, it's like,
but then also I'd be like, what if somebody stabs me?
You know? Yeah. No, I feel you.
So it turns out that, my favorite, and then, like I said, I mean, I have watched scary movies. Mm-hmm. My sister and I watched the Paranormal Witness movies, which were
under a quilt.
Terrifying. I literally was like wrapped in a blanket cocoon and like, there was just a little spot for my eyes to peek out. And that was me watching Paranormal Witness.
I can't believe this.
But I like, okay.
It's like everything is a lie now. It's like nothing is sacred anymore.
Well, no. I feel like this will make sense to you. My favorite Halloween movie is something that I don't think a lot of people have seen. It's called Halloween Tree. And it's about this magical tree that is basically like decorated with jack-o'-lanterns. And these kids have to go on this adventure. And I can get back to this if you want.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. These kids have to go on this adventure to save their friend's soul because he got sick. And then I don't know who it was, but he put this kid's soul into a pumpkin on the Halloween tree. And they were like, you got to figure out which one it is. Oh. And then like he keeps like stealing the pumpkin.
You can find this movie on Stars 4. You can find it.
And it was just like they go, well, in the course of like trying to get this poor sick child's soul back out of a pumpkin that was on a tree, they go around and there's like, they go to like Notre Dame and they learn about the gargoyles. They go to Mexico and they learn about Dia de los Muertos. And then they go to...
Oh, okay. This is your favorite or least favorite?
This is my favorite. You will never Halloween understand tree. Halloween Tree. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's because I'll never watch it. I will never watch it. Folks, you're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindeal.
And I'm Faith.
And we'll be right back.
KXRW would like to thank Craft Cannabis, our exclusive cannabis sponsor, for supporting our radio community. Their wide variety of products range from edibles, pre-rolls, concentrates, vapes, CBD topicals, tinctures, and much more. Craft Cannabis for 21 and over now has two locations in Vancouver. The newest shop is on Andreessen Road off Patton Parkway next to Home Depot. The Mill Plain location is in the Heights Shopping Center. Ordering options include online, in-person, curbside, and express window touchless pickup to better serve you. Hours and more information available at craftcannabis.com.
You're listening to The Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindeal.
And I'm Faith.
Faith, I can't believe you just had, really just gave us the synopsis to this movie, and this movie is actually terrible. And,
it's real though.
But it's real.
It's real good.
So tell me.
I'm curious.
Because we went to the break and she goes, oh, this is actually from, and she said the I think it's Ray Bradbury.
It's based on a Ray Bradbury novel. And I think it was, you know, obviously, like, they probably tweaked it for a children's movie or something.
You mean made it better?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. It was great. It was, you know what? It was educational. It was, although it was, like, animated by the same people who did Scooby-Doo, I think. So it was, like, a little, some scenes where it was a little.
Does anybody not see where, how this is playing out? Like, literally, this was her favorite Halloween movie.
Man.
And
you got to watch it, and literally you will be like, this is it. This is where she got her entire personality.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. For the life of me, I could not even believe that.
Put my soul in a pumpkin.
If we knew, if you want to know where she got her entire personality from, you look no further than a Jack in the Box. That's all I'm saying.
God.
You know, with those glass-filled mini tacos that she tries to peddle to us all the time.
Yeah, you look like a sweaty roast beef sandwich.
Oh, my God. The slander on Arby's, I swear to you. And nobody speaks up.
No,
Amanda, you never speak up
because
and help
I think
me.
They're both kind of gross, you guys.
That's fair, and that is fair.
That's
fair.
No,
fair
that
is fair.
I'm not picking sides. I'm just not going to either place with either of you. Maybe as a friend, but not to eat. You would
maybe as a friend, you just sit in.
I'll hold
Arby's.
Your hand and drink a Diet Pepsi.
I'll support.
Be like, it's okay, sweetie.
I'll
you don't have to keep coming here if you don't want to. I can help you, friend.
John, you don't ever help me either. What is wrong with you?
No, I have to sit back on that one.
Oh my God.
See, we're doing the smart thing.
It's about the meats.
It's about the meats. Well, folks, listen, we have a segment that we have been doing for a long time, but we haven't done it some time, but we are back on our stuff. And let me tell you, what's the deal with the mandolin deal?
Oh, heck, what is the deal with the mandolin deal? I've been living alone for a while, which is great. I've had a lot of roommates, but I recently had someone staying with me. And you guys probably have bad roommates, you know?
Mm.
And had some people that living with you that you don't really know how they got there, but they never leave. they're just there, and they're on your couch all the time, and they're always, like, not really wearing clothes. And
is this roommate situation?
Well, you know, they just, like, never have money for rent, and they kind of wake up in weird places and weird positions on the floor, and they eat all the food, and they eat the last of it, and they don't get any more, and they make messes everywhere, and they don't clean themselves. They're obnoxious and they talk a lot.
Is this a dog or a roommate?
I did get a cat, so it's my kitten. I'm making fun of my kitten. No, I love my kitten. I was gonna really play it out, but then you're like, this sounds like an animal. No, yeah, it's my kitten. What's the deal with kittens? They're kind of terrifying. I love them so much. They're great, but I am a little bit in fear of my life. And my dog is very sweet, and I love her so much. And the cat's sweet too. But the dog's been acting out towards the cat, and I think it's because this cat is evil. and my dog is like, I've been trying to tell this like the whole time. I think we need to return my sister to the cat store. Like, my dog has been trying to tell me. But then I catch him doing this really sweet stuff. So I think that cats are just dogs that stick up for themselves. I love the contrast, honestly. I mean, I don't think you can really pick, like, what's the deal with cat or dog people. I think they're both hilarious. You can learn a lot from both. One loves you no matter what, and one hates you no matter what. So that's fun. It's a great balance of life. One will always respect you. One will watch you get murdered. And you just go, meow. So that's cool. but they're so cute together. They have each other's back. And even though they don't like each other, finger quotes, they're always cuddling. Mm. So I guess, what's the deal with these beautiful creatures? I don't know. It's hard. I'm not really that angry anymore. That was a joke rant. Yeah, just to be like, I literally like my pets.
I love your pets too. Listen, when you first got that cat, I was like, this cat is cute. This is like one of the cutest cats I've ever seen on social media, right?
She's a fluff. I got some good pictures.
And I thought your dog was the cutest thing. So maybe it's
still
a jealousy thing.
I think so. They're figuring it out. It's a kitten and a dog.
This is the kitten that almost got stolen, right?
Oh, yeah. Valkyrie. Yeah. She got kidnapped.
This was the one that got kidnapped.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I remember that show when you told us, and you were like, hey, I can give it back to you, but
sure
only after 4 p.m.
Show. Yeah.
Only after 3 p.m. And I'm like, what kind of cat thief is this?
I got a whole day playing with the kitten, so I go to the zoo and meet my mom.
What are you doing?
We got dinner reservations at 3. Dinner at 3, psycho. This gets worse. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kidnapped. No, I love both my pets. That was just me being cheeky. I don't have nothing to complain about right now.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure I'll find something, but I'm trying not to dig up the...
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like everyone's complaining nowadays. The What's the Deal segment, I'm just being honest with all you guys. I'm like, I don't want to be another person that's like, what's the deal with something that's not even a big deal? That's the whole world right now.
Well,
I'm being real.
I will say this.
She's got a catitude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Off of me. See all this cat hair?
I really felt like I was looking in a mirror when she did that, though. It's me. What's the deal with this? And they're just like, Faith, just be patient. I'm like, no.
We all have that inside us.
I mean, to complain.
I'm going to say this. What? I'm going to say this. Anybody out there, just a side note, anybody out there who's given these children good and plenty as candy, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
It's my mom. Oh. It's my mom.
Yeah.
Who is keeping that business afloat?
Same people that are doing Abba Zabba.
Good and plenty, more like bad and too many.
Exactly. And that's the deal with the mandolin.
There it is.
I was like, okay, you're going to say it. Just don't say it backwards.
You got it.
I'm just saying.
Okay, here we go.
But hold on. Why the slight at Abba Zabba?
Because I don't like Abba Zabba. I don't like good and plenty. I don't like gross. Big Hunk. I don't, all that stuff from like 1914. Oh, no, thank you.
These are classics.
I'm like a Red Hot Tamale kind of guy.
Red Hot Tamale.
Also gross. Yeah. No, also gross.
You have no room to talk. No, oh, no, my God. No.
Mike and Ike's are pretty good.
Mike and Ike's are okay.
I mean, if you have a loose tooth, be careful, like.
Oh, no, that's milk duds.
In this economy.
Oh, yeah, true.
In this economy, you cannot afford to chew through a Mike and Ike, let me tell you, all right?
Dude, now and later are rough.
You mess up one of them fillings, and you'll be waiting forever to get into a dentist. Let me tell you about that.
That's true.
Okay, so everybody's in agreement that we're all doing king size bars for the kids this year culture.
I'm not rich.
What?
Here's the thing. I'm not spending like $30 on king size bars for the
kids. You know what? You need to be doing it for the culture.
They can have the fun size. I'll just give them like three of them.
Fun size? You're not even doing regular size?
Dude, no. I give them like the
How much money do you have for the Halloween ones? For,
well, yeah, I'm the just party size. But here's the thing is like, I'm always in danger of running out of candy because like those kids show up and I'm literally like a handful of everything to each kid. And like, I literally give out like 2 pounds of candy every time my daughter
I'm throwing one hot tamale at them.
Oh my God, John.
Right off their forehead.
For the kids, John.
With a slingshot.
Oh my gosh. Amanda, for the kids.
I don't have king size money. I have.
Just fun size money.
I don't even have fun size. It's depression size. Morsel or mini morsels. Nothing. I have one M&M for kids.
Folks, you're listening to the Rogue Apostle Show. I'm James.
I'm John.
I'm Amanda Lindy.
And I'm Faye.
We'll see you next time.
A big thank you to Vancouver's own Kiggins Theater for supporting our radio community. Our historic Kiggins Theater has a long tradition of showing movies for our community, 85 years. Kiggins currently features first-run big studio and art house films along with classic movie revival. Check out their live events, and you can even book the theater for a private party or public event. Go to KigginsTheater.com to see how you can rediscover the joy of going out for movie night again. Showtimes, booking information, and more at KigginsTheater.com.